Gary and Chris here on ESPN Honolulu, and Hawaii does have an important football game, the Mountain West opener this Saturday against San Jose State, the defending Mountain West champion. And we're going to find out more about the Spartans as we are joined here via the Zephyr Insurance Hotline. He's a freelance content contributor and journalist for SB Nation. Talks about all the Bay Area teams, and we're going to talk San Jose State football. Vic Aquino joins the show. And Vic, as I said, San Jose State, the defending Mountain West champions, I'm sure they'd like to have a repeat there. How have they looked so far with the two games they have played to you?
Yeah, pretty interesting. Playing the two games, one against an FCS and then obviously against USC, they were surprisingly consistent. Definitely good defense. They look solid on all phases on the defense, whether it was Derek Odom defense. Definitely on offense, they still look the same. So it looks like a continuation of 2020. I mean, the only probably slight difference is they don't have some of their really go-to receivers. So it's kind of a receiver by committee at the moment. But so far, so good. I think the Hawaii game is going to really, really pan things out. And we get to see really if it's a continuation of last year or everybody catches up and knows who they're about. But so far, so good.
That doesn't sound very promising for Hawaii as far as their chances on Saturday, but we know how unusual and interesting and entertaining the games have been over the years with unbelievable finishes at times.
Yeah, and we're going for the Dick Tomey Trophy. Come on. We want that back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. We in our press yesterday with Coach Brennan, that's definitely something that comes up. Like all the staff and whoever's on the roster, however good or not a team's doing, it really goes out the window, especially when you guys are at home. And I think, there's definitely a soft spot for myself for Hawaii. So I think Coach Brennan has his soft spot for several reasons. His cousin Colt Brennan is a legend out there. Obviously, Dick Tomey, 10 years out there. He started out there. A lot of close connections, and he always has like a soft spot for it, as do I. So I think, the one possession sort of favor for the Spartans is, I think, a bit precarious, but I wouldn't be surprised if it comes the other way, we'll see.
We are talking San Jose State football with Vic Aquino here on ESPN Honolulu, 92.7 FM and 1420 AM. You can follow Vic on Twitter at @Vic_SJ. Vic, you talked about the passing game, and Nick Starkle is back, the transfer from Arkansas, had a very good year last year, and they're averaging 359 yards a game passing. He hasn't been sacked yet in these two games, but you talked about the receivers. Maybe they don't have a standout, but you got five receivers that are all averaging over 20 yards a reception. That stands out to a lot of us.
Yeah, most definitely. The receivers are bigger. They have a couple of guys like Charlie Ross and Jermaine Braddock who have like a lot of speed, breakout speed, but he definitely has a natural tendency to just distribute the ball. So that's basically due to Kevin McGivens' offense and the way he sets up his scheme. And it's definitely meant to key off, just like Cardero, meant to key off of Starkle. So he's definitely always been that kind throughout his career, just to spread the ball around. So that's definitely carrying on.
You mentioned Charles Ross. He's a transfer from Nevada, and I'm curious about this. With San Jose State's success last year going undefeated and winning the Mountain West Championship, did that help them attract players either in recruiting or even to get some transfers like the Nevada wide receiver, Ross?
Yeah, I have to say so. I'm pretty closely tied into some of the other programs but really close to the program that really takes advantage of being in a high-tech area, being where there's a lot of sort of movers and shakers in the area that have this sort of underlying desire to see San Jose State kind of, come out of the phoenix out of the ashes, I guess, so to speak. But there's a lot of rebuilding from infrastructure, a big hire in their athletics director, Jeff Konya. So I sat down with him at lunch the other day, and some really interesting things going on there. So they're really trying to build the program, and the football program is definitely the cream of the crop there that they're trying to build around. But other things just happen here on campus. There's definitely a vibe happening more. I've born and raised in San Jose, and I've seen the ups and downs of the program and just walking on campus, especially South Campus, so much new things going on there and people, and the vibe is definitely different, and it's a good thing happening. So there's a lot of attractive features happening around here. So, yeah.
I guess that showed in the fans that showed up on Saturday, because they had over 16,000 fans for their home opener, which doesn't happen very often there in the past, did it?
No, I was sitting right in the middle of the press box, and I God, it's been a long time since I've seen this crowd, or even in the press box, but just sitting there looking down, even though it's only really half a stadium because the other half's being built out right now. It was more than 10 years. So I think that's how long the crowd's been there. That big has been out there. So definitely that trend is something they're looking to keep up across all their sports. You see a lot of attendance happening there. So they're really trying to be a bigger part of the community and doing a pretty good job so far. So yeah.
We've talked about the receivers and Nick Starkle, the quarterback, but we also remember Tyler Nevins, the running back, and in the first two games he's got almost 150 yards rushing. Tell us about how he has looked so far this season.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Talking to him, just literally seeing from a freshman to now, it's like watching a little boy grow into a man. And so I'm not surprised by that in terms of his physicality. So that's a given. A good kid, really, really humble kid. And definitely, you know, you have to really talk to them, get to know them a little bit, but yeah, all of them are so kind of quiet and humble, but there's this kind of underlying rage, I guess you can say, that, you know, they want to do some payback on certain, you know, teams and whatnot, just all the times of being in the gutter there. But yeah, he definitely is looking for his last year to be like a lot of these guys in their last year. But yeah, him particularly, they're running him almost exclusively. So, it's not so much run by committee at this point. I still expect them to do that, but definitely Tyler is the showpiece right now in the running game. And I would definitely expect more of him to be shown on Saturday as well.
We are joined by Vic Aquino from SB Nation talking San Jose State football with the Animals here on ESPN Honolulu. Just want to follow up with what you were talking about with the running game, because I'm sure you and I know Brett Brennan and San Jose State is aware that Hawaii has had a tough time stopping the run, and the two losses teams have run pretty easily on Hawaii. They've let up over 41 points a game in the three games combined. But I also look at San Jose State and the passing numbers, as I mentioned, 359 a game. Do you expect San Jose State to run more than they might have because of Hawaii's weakness stopping the run?
I mean, the simple answer is yes. I mean, just the way it has been the last two or three years with San Jose State's porous run defense, that was the first thing that happened every game. So I think that's just a natural tendency. I don't think they take anything for granted. Like, even if they can, they're not going to change their game so much. So I definitely see a constant balance of what Kevin McGivens is trying to do. I mean, yeah, they're definitely trying to be a power run team. That's a given. And I do expect that to happen, absolutely. I think they're going to expect, you know, you guys to start clamp down. You know, like I said, these rival games, especially being Hawaii, I think they're always going to be ready for anything. So I think last year it was a given, too, that they did plan to run, and they did run. This time around, I would expect the same, to be honest. But they are definitely trying to get more of that running going ever since I've known Brennan. So I think this is something that they definitely intend to open up if or whenever they can. Absolutely.
That should be the slogan when Hawaii plays San Jose State. Be ready for anything, because we've had some very memorable games on both sides over the years. We expect the same on Saturday. Vic, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. We look forward to the Mountain West opener on Saturday.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. And take care.
Thank you, brother. Vic Aquino from SB Nation talking San Jose State football with us on ESPN Honolulu via the Zephyr Insurance Hotline.